My name is Tavina Harris, and I'm 14 years old.
And I'm Miracle Williams. I'm 13 years old. We interviewed
Mr. Jimmy Pruitt and William Tompkins on October 24, 2008.
Well, I was born in Morgantown, West Virginia, 1938. Morgantown's a little coal mining town that's about 68 miles from here. It's exactly 10 miles on the other side of the Mason-Dixie line. So that makes me born a Southerner. But I came to Pittsburgh when I was 7 years old.
I was born in 1950 in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and I was born in McGee Women's Hospital in Oakland.
Manchester is known throughout Pittsburgh as a very rare, unique community. The closeness of all the families in Manchester, like I say, is widely known. And it was a pleasure, and I feel privileged that I grew up in Manchester when I did, because it was a true saying that it takes a village to raise a child. When I was growing up, that was the story. I lived on Franklin Street. If you did something on Liverpool Street and somebody's mom saw you, you'd get chewed out. You might even get spanked. A telephone call would beat you home. And when you got home, somebody else was waiting for you. So there was always the main factor of respect when we were growing up. And that was respect for your elders first and foremost, and respect for each other. So it was definitely a pleasure to grow up when I did, during that time period. We were able to travel throughout the city. My friends and I sometimes either walk or catch a streetcar and go out to Forbes Field in Oakland and go to pirate games when we were like 8, 9, 10 years old by ourselves, with no fear of anybody bothering you or trying to kidnap you or molest you or anything like that. We used to walk to the Hill District to go to the theater over there, the New Granada show and different things. It was just safety throughout, because the things that go on today didn't go on back then. So it was a privilege to grow up in Manchester during that time. That was the late 40s, early 50s.
Well, for me, growing up on the north side was a joy. It was a very neighborly, great time with my friends. We traveled to different neighborhoods over the years. Sometimes we weren't necessarily welcome. Like, I grew up on Charles Street, and I traveled to Manchester to play sports, party, you know, date females. And sometimes the guys in Manchester didn't particularly like that. So they would try to run me and my partners out of Manchester, but we never let that happen. I remember when the streetcar used to run, it's like a trolley. I remember when it used to run in front of Carnegie Library. I remember before Allegheny Center Mall was constructed. I remember West Park before the lake that's currently there was in a different configuration. But growing up on the north side was really a great time, a lot of fun. Did not have to deal with a lot of the issues that young people deal with now around safety and what have you. Would go to church every Sunday and just had a great time.
I worked on one of those trucks. My stepdad got me a job right after high school on one of those trucks. And like Will said, in the heat of the summer to the cold of the winter, at least when I started, they had graduated from the burlap sacks. We used to carry 32-gallon aluminum cans, but you still dealt with raw garbage. People didn't bag their garbage in those days. When you took your garbage out, whatever you took off of your plate and things like that that you dumped in the garbage, you dumped that in the garbage, and that was the way it stayed. You didn't bag anything up. It was just the raw garbage. So when we went around as a garbage man, when we went from house to house, when we picked your can up, your can was full of garbage. Not bagged up garbage, raw garbage. And in those days, man, when I was younger, I was scared to death of spiders. In the summer, you would go to people's house, and there was spider webs all over the place, all over the garbage can. And sometimes when you took the lid off of that can, there'd be spiders under there big as a half a dollar. And I was always jumping back, and my stepdad would laugh at me. And in the wintertime with the ice, I have slipped and fell with that full can of garbage, and it went all over me and all over the yard. And you got to pick it all up, because you cannot leave that in the people's yard. If you lived in a house like most of the houses that are in Manchester and Charles Street, where when you go to your front door, you have steps, and usually you have about 4 or 5 steps. We had a snow that when you walked to your door, you were walking on the snow. That's how deep it was. And it brought the whole city to a complete standstill. No cars could move. No streetcars could move. So there was no school. People couldn't go to work. People couldn't go to school. That was one time we did have snow. You could go to the show on Saturday for 15 cents. You would see 2 movies, 25 cartoons, and 2 chapters. When I say chapter, that's like a soap opera is on TV today, but it went from week to week. So this week you would watch it and you'd have to go back next Saturday to continue the story. So those were things that we enjoyed, you know, and like I said, that was like 15 cents. So that was very cheap entertainment, and you could take a date out for you and her for 30 cents, plus the popcorn was nickel. And, you know, it was a big fun for, say, 50 cents.
When I grow up, I want to be like Jimmy Prude. He's retired. I'm still working, but I work at the Pittsburgh Project. The Pittsburgh Project is located on Charles Street. I'm the director of community outreach there. My responsibilities lie in a youth build program, which is a program we work with students who do not have a GED or high school diploma, help them get their GED.